Hey there, everyone. It's 7:46 in the morning here, and I've just woken up. And the first thing I'm doing for the day is recording my monthly update audio. I hope you're all well. Thank you for your continued and new subscriptions. What's been going on with me? I'm always busy. I feel like I'm always talking about how busy I am. But particularly at the moment, December has just been a little crazy. I've had to cancel some social obligations this week just because, like, I need to work. Which I don't feel bad about because I'd rather just, like, get on with work at the moment. But I'm just a little bit... Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. I just kind of want to, like, get on with it, really. before seeing family and friends for Christmas, when I'll take a few days off. Because my brother's coming over from Australia, so I'll get to see him and his family, my two nephews. And then shortly after that, I go to Australia for 4 weeks in January. So there's a lot to organize before that as well. But it's all good stuff. The main thing, though, is that I have continued to get strikes on my YouTube channel, which the first time you get a strike, basically the first time you get a video deleted for being inappropriate, what or what isn't considered inappropriate is a very loose and difficult to understand boundary with YouTube. The first time you get content deleted, you get a warning, which is just a warning. Second time it happens, you get a strike, which means that you can't post for a week. If you get and basically after that, you have 90 days. Strikes last 90 days. If you get two strikes at the same time, then you can't post for 2 weeks. That's where I'm at right now. On the third strike, your channel is terminated. So this basically means if I can wait out the 2 week suspension, if I put, like, at this point, it's like, you know, it seems completely random what gets me a strike and what doesn't. Like, it's so inconsistent. I feel like there's something going on with this channel. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's been flagged as a problem or something. Because some of the stuff that I've been deleted for has been pretty mild compared to other things I've got or a lot of stuff that other people post. So I've got two options. I can carry on and just hope for the best and risk my channel being completely wiped out once again, or I can just start a new channel. And while the current run is running, use that as a chance to say, "Hey everyone, I've started a new channel. Please move over here and follow me there instead," which I think is what I'll do. And hopefully this new channel will be, like a clean slate or something, I guess. But yeah, since the alternative is to just be, like, completely annihilated, which happened once before, right before I went on holiday to see my family in Australia, I don't really want to have that again, and have that hanging over me when I'm trying to spend time with my family, because it means, like, a lot of work and a lot of stress, and so it's just easier to, like, take control of the situation and do it my way, rather than, leave it up to chance and have the worst happen. So that's kind of annoying, but, hopefully in the end it's not actually going to be too much additional work. It should be reasonably straightforward, hopefully. But yeah, I mean, part of the annoying thing is just that, like, oh my god, excuse me. Oh man, maybe I shouldn't record these first thing in the morning. Ugh. oh god, what was I talking about? like, one of the annoying things is that basically, like, YouTube is the main driver of traffic. It's where, like, the biggest community for all this kind of stuff is. And it's frustrating because YouTube is so unreliable and temperamental and unpredictable. Unfortunately, I kind of have to stick around on YouTube. I know it's where most of you found me, and that's great, but they can be just a nightmare to deal with. And, you know, as last time my channel took a hit when it got terminated back in March or whatever it was, it does mean, like, taking a big hit to, like, the financial side of doing this as a job, which takes a while to build back up, which is, like, probably the more annoying part of it, really. But that's okay. We'll pull through. We'll be fine. What else have I been doing that's not related to that? I went to see my favorite band last week. The Cure played a gig in London at Wembley Arena. It was the final night of their European tour, which lasted a few months. And it was a great show. Played a great set list. Got to dance around to Friday I'm in Love. Performed live, which is always a treat. I think it was the fourth time I've seen them now. But yeah, I love those guys. That was great. Last weekend, I went to see a friend who had been doing a burlesque course. It was like this course that she went on where, like, I think it was like a 5-week course. And at the end of the 5-week course, you have to do a performance in front of a crowd of people at a venue that they've hired out pretty much specifically for this. It was like a long performance. It was like over 2 hours of burlesque performers doing their thing, which is a lot of burlesque. But I feel like 5 weeks doesn't seem like a long time at all to suddenly be like thrust onto a stage and made to do your thing. Very nerve-wracking, like one class a week for 5 weeks and then you're up there doing that. But it was fun. It was a fun night. She did good. She looked more confident She looked more confident than a lot of the other performers, which was kind of cool. And I don't think I've ever really... I've seen burlesque before, but I've never been to a big burlesque night. It was quite fun. But I think 2.5 hours is a lot. I feel like I probably have... I'd say 90 minutes is probably a good limit for me with burlesque. But it was mixed up with some other performers and stuff as well, like singers and things, which was cool. So I enjoyed that. I don't know, just been like working my ass off and like trying to catch up with friends and just feeling a little bit overwhelmed by it all. Feeling that no matter how much I work, I'm never really getting on top of things as much as I want, which is important before I go away to be on top of things. But I've got a period after Christmas where I've got like some time to really grind before I catch my flight. So I'm going to absolutely make the most of that. What else? I don't know. Like, everything and nothing, I suppose. Yeah. Just work, painting a lot. Well, actually. Not doing as much painting as I would like. I've sort of been kept away from the studio a bit, unfortunately, by work and other things. But yeah, I'm just experiencing the full December madness right now. Everyone wanting to organize things, work being a bit crazy. Yeah, I hadn't really planned to take any time off Christmas, over Christmas, or maybe like 2 days or something, but I've been so busy. I think I actually kind of like need it at this point, to take a few days off. Because normally when I take time off, I still post things, arrange scheduled posts to keep things going while I'm away. But I think over Christmas and for some time when I'm in Australia, I think I'm actually just going to like... Take a break, you know, like a real break, not think about things for a while. Just spend time with loved ones and have fun. I don't know what else. I went to a friend's Christmas drinks on Saturday night and everyone was talking about their Christmas parties that they have with their work. And I was like, I don't really get a Christmas party anymore unless it would just be me getting drunk by myself, which I don't mind doing, but it doesn't... probably doesn't really have that like festive vibe to it, you know, unless I dressed up as Santa and got drunk by myself or something. But now it's just starting to sound very sad, so I don't think I would do that. Yeah, and that's basically it. Anyway, I have said that I wouldn't normally record these things like first thing in the morning, but I guess the reason I chose to do that today, because I've been meaning to record this for days at this point and haven't been able to get around to it. But the reason I thought I would do it today is because I woke up this morning and I was feeling, like, quite horny, actually. Just woke up in bed and my dick was really hard. And usually when that happens, my first thought is, I'm just going to lie here cozy and warm in bed and masturbate until I come on myself, on my tummy or up my chest, and then get up and have a shower. But this morning I thought, why don't I harness this and maybe use it as a force for good that can be shared with others? So, oh God. So I got up and I plugged in my microphone. And decided to make this audio. See, I got a little Christmas treat for myself recently. I can't remember if I mentioned this on the last audio that I recorded, but when all my stuff got stolen when I was on holiday in Italy a couple of months ago, one of the things they took was my vibrating wand. So, as a Christmas treat to myself, I decided to get myself a new one, and it took a while to arrive. We've had postal strikes here in the UK. The postal workers have been going on strikes up to Christmas, which means that things are taking a while to arrive. I ordered this a while back, and it took a while to arrive. Am I repeating myself now? Oh, fuck, this feels really good. And as soon as it arrived, it just feels so fucking good. It's got my dick really fucking hard, and oh my god. It gets really easy to lose your train of thought when you're doing something like this. Oh fuck. Oh, that feels so fucking good. And I really wanted to share it with you guys. Oh god. Because I really love masturbating, which is why I do this as a job. Even though I don't generally masturbate when I'm recording audios. You might have guessed that I masturbate a lot anyway, which is and generally quite a sexually motivated person, which is why I chose to do this as a career. So I don't know why I didn't start doing this earlier. This thing where I just do these like prolonged ramble faps and really properly masturbate and play with myself while I've got the microphone going. I just love playing with my dick so fucking much. It feels so good. Oh man, why can't this just be a job? Just masturbating all day. I suppose some people do that, don't they? And then just turn it into like an OnlyFans or something. But oh god, I suppose I would never get any real work done, and I feel like I think I need to stop talking for a minute and maybe just like lie down. Hang on, fuck it. Let me rearrange here. Oh boy. I think when I make myself calm from doing this, it's gonna be a good one. Okay, everyone. Now, I'm just lying on my back now. Just relaxing. While I rub the wand over my cock. It really, really feels fucking good. And I sincerely hope that while you're listening to this, that you're also masturbating and playing with yourself. Whether you're playing with your cocks or your pussies, you're rubbing your nipples, or you're using toys. Oh my god. Whatever you're doing, I really, really think it's such a fucking hot idea to know that people could be listening to this and masturbating with me. Oh, I wish I could see it. It's fucking, oh my god. I'm on the lowest setting as well. It's got like three settings where it's just constant vibration, and then you'd go into the realm of all the other settings where it does all the weird rhythms and stuff, which, to be honest, I cannot abide such settings. It's just, I just need, like, the straight, just the vibration. God. Oh my god, that feels so, so fucking good. Right now I'm holding it against the tip of my cock while I
Pump the shaft up and down. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Okay, I think we're gonna go up to number three. Oh, boy, fuck. Oh, God. Fucking love to masturbate so much. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, my God. I really wish I had someone here to suck it right now. Fuck. Swap between sucking it and masturbating it and using this fucking wand on it. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Fuck, yes. It feels so good. Oh, my God. I think I'm just gonna hold the wand between my legs like that. While I jerk off using my hands. Oh, so the wand is like right underneath my balls. Oh my God, that feels really good. Oh. Oh. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God, yeah. Oh fuck. Oh my God, that's it. Fuck. Okay, I'm using the wand back on the head of it again now. Oh, fuck, it's like torture. It feels so fucking good. I'm just gonna hold it here until I come now. I really wanna come. I really wanna just look down and watch when my cock starts to come up all over my stomach. Oh God. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, yeah. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Yes. Fuck. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh fuck. Oh my God, this fucking wand. Oh my God. Holy fuck. Oh my God. Oh, just holding it there even after I've come just feels amazing. Oh God, okay, I think it's time to turn it off now. Holy fuck. Whoa. Oh my God, I love this fucking thing. It only costs like half what my last one cost, and it's... I swear to God, it's like so much better. Sometimes when... not all the time, but sometimes when I make myself come, or someone else makes me come, like, I don't know, I had a friend staying over recently, and at one point they jerked me off until I came, and I think basically they couldn't stop laughing because they were they kept going on about like just how much I was like squirming and moaning and panting, and just I think they found it extremely entertaining. And I think this one was just a bit like that again. Wow. Oh God, I haven't even had a coffee yet. Fuck me, that was good. Well, that's all the news that's fit to print for December, I think. I hope you enjoyed listening to this little update audio of mine, because I certainly enjoyed making it. Next month, when I'm away, I'm going to be staying with my parents in Australia, so you might not get this particular type of update audio. I don't really get enough privacy when I'm staying with my parents to do much recording. And I think it's for the best that I don't risk it, you know? So, so I'm recording all of my work in advance. But yeah, I'm thinking, what would it be? Like, probably like in the new year, very early in the new year, first week of January, is when I'll kick off the new YouTube channel. And I'll put a shout out on all my different platforms there, just asking people to head over and subscribe and like and comment and do anything that they can to like help boost the algorithm stuff, you know, to get the ball rolling again. When it comes time, if you guys could do that, I would be eternally grateful. It's really hard to think. I've run out of things to say, and I think it's for the best if I just go and have a coffee and clean myself off. So, once again, thank you all for the continuing subscribers. Thanks for rolling over your subscriptions for the new subscriber. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to have an audio to update soon. I created one that was going to be a Christmas present, a surprise Christmas present for the Black site, because it's a little bit edgy in concept. But then when I was editing it, I was like, you know what, the only thing that's really... There's nothing about this that would, like, break the rules, no huge taboos. The only thing is that the concept is maybe a bit distasteful to some people. And I just thought, fuck it, why not? Why not post it so all the wonderful perverts that aren't on Discord can also appreciate it? So I'm going to be dropping that one soon. I've got a ton of work coming up to post. So much stuff recorded, ready to edit, ready to go. And a lot more to make, so lots more good stuff forthcoming. Anyway, I've got cum like all over myself, so I'm gonna go now. Thanks again, love you all, and it's almost Christmas time, so for those who celebrate, Merry Christmas, and I'll be back soon. See you soon. Bye.